The aerial view shows how the library has been embedded into the structure of the campus buildings known as the Rostlaube and Silberlaube. The contrast between the library and the surrounding main building could hardly be greater. The architects appear to have deliberately created a structural antithesis. On the one hand, the cubic grid structure, on the other, the round contours of the library, whose curving organic shape stands out against the rectilinear arrangement of the main building. The library was built into the modular campus ensemble dating from the 1970s by uniting several of the inner courtyards to create a site measuring 55 by 65 metres. Even before it opened in 2005, the new library building had acquired the nickname The Brain, or the Berlin Brain, because of its structure. Both the domed double-layered skin like a protective skull and cerebral membrane enveloping the precious matter inside, and the plan of the interior, with its levels resembling horizontal slices through the human brain, contribute to the metaphor. Other comparisons that have appeared in media reports on the library and in the specialised literature are the drop, the egg, and the igloo. The illustrations allow you to follow the development of the design from 1997 to 2001. The original plan by the company Foster and Partners already featured a transparent construction with a light curving filigree steel and glass roof. It filled out the entire site, directly adjoining the surrounding buildings. By contrast, in the revised design of 1998, the new building is clearly separated from the older ones. The library has been detached from the main building and, in place of the multiply interlocked building segments, we now see a completely freestanding building which is linked to the two main campus corridors by only two conduits. A major challenge facing the architects was to find the best possible relationship between form and volume while ensuring that the new library did not excessively dominate the old campus building. The result was a domed roof curving down to the ground over an oval floor plan, giving optimal ratios of volume, surface area and floor space. The Free University's main building, which surrounds the library, was the product of a competition in the 1960s. The construction by architects Alexis Josic, Georges Candilis, Shadrach Woods and Manfred Schiedhelm was completed in 1973. At the time, it was celebrated as a milestone and became a role model for campus architecture worldwide. It's considered a prime example of structuralist architecture of the late 1960s. If you'd like to hear about some of the prizes that have already been conferred upon the new Philological Library, please press the button with the star and take a look at the next display case.